strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 14th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Kirsten. How you doing, Kirsten?
I am doing great, Taryn. I've spent all night thinking about what I would do in the case of the zombie apocalypse. I'm really ready to discuss that for the next 2 hours.
You team boat slash island or team cabin in rural Minnesota or whatever?
I've always thought if you could like lock down a Costco, that would really be the way to go.
Just straight up Dawn of the Dead it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the way. I don't know.
All right. Well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 39 in the house. And we've got some more to talk about. There's been some more things that have happened. And we got to get through it all here. So we'll get straight to it. Now, I need to give you a quick update. So Taylor is the HOH. She nominated Indy and Terrence after a bit of a roller coaster. Then Joseph came up with a plan to volunteer himself for the block. And that pretty much got it to the point where everybody that won the veto was willing and planning, or anybody that would win the veto is willing and planning to use it specifically in order to put Joseph up on the block, which is the plan at the start of the day here on day 39. I would go into the reasons for why this is going to happen, but they don't really make sense and it's not really worth our time at this point.
Yeah, it takes at least an hour, and then at the end you just say, yeah, that makes sense, and that's kind of it. Before we get into it, I do just want to say one thing. You know, we were all really mad at the start of the season that Taylor was not getting an opportunity to play. We never said she would play well, okay? But she's getting to play, and that's important. And also, being a good game player is not a qualification for America's Favorite House Guest. So it's fine. She could still be America's Favorite.
Yeah. Look, I'm very happy. She now has a chance to play. She's doing it poorly, but that's fine. That's at least she had the chance, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So we start the day here. Alyssa, Jasmine, and Kyle are picked to play in the veto. Taylor actually chose Alyssa for House Guest Choice. And that's because she told Alyssa she would do that, and she wants to continue to build up credit with Alyssa and the women as part of this plan where she eventually nominates Joseph. So those are the people playing in the veto. The pre-veto time, it's always a time of just kind of nebulous nonsense because none of it really matters until they actually find out who wins the veto. Michael Turner and Kyle talk a lot about how like, oh man, we really wish we could get Jasmine on the block, but we can't. Maybe if we stage an intervention with Taylor and we all say we want Jasmine out, she'll do it. Probably not though.
Maybe if they get Joseph on board.
Maybe. Michael and Brittany have a conversation. So they've been sort of like, they had a conversation the night before about like, okay, if Joseph goes up on the block, do we take the shot? And they decided they were going to sort of like figure it out later. And so Michael is like, all right, let's like grab some food, go up to the checkerboard and try to talk some long-term strategy out. So they get it up there. They set up the checkerboard with the people, and it doesn't really matter because they never end up using it. And they talk about the difficulty of teaming up with people because they are a duo. That they feel like, because Michael feels like he's been talking to Indy, and he's been talking to Jasmine, he's been talking to Terrence. He's been talking to these people so much, trying to build relationships, trying to get in with them. But then, like, every 2 days, Joseph comes up. He's like, yeah, they're really targeting you, Michael. Nah, they really don't. They really want to target you, Michael. And he's like, what's happening? Like, is Joseph lying to me or am I just like falling flat? Why won't they work with me? Brittany says, well, I think they probably don't want to work with you because they see that you already have a number one. He's like, I'm number five to them. What do they care if I've got a number one? But whatever. Maybe we should start distancing from each other. And Brittany's like, that we could do that. But then if we do that, it might be easier to pick us off because we don't have like a person that is going to, you know, back us up in that spot. He's like, ah, that's true. It is, you know, it's a little bit of a tricky situation there.
What's your opinion, Taryn, on the like intentionally distancing yourselves? Because I feel like in theory, it's like, oh yeah, this is great. Well, we won't appear to be so close. But then it's like, if you're not talking and having those conversations, maybe the closeness just fades away.
I think it's specific to the person you're talking to. So especially when you have like one side of the house that is completely in the dark and another side of the house that knows pretty much most of it. I would say for the leftovers, Michael and Brittany being a duo, that's a good thing. They want that power. They don't want to make it seem like Michael's going to be easy to pick off because they will pick him off if that's the case. For the other side of the house, yeah, why not? Why not? Why not have Michael go to them and be like, oh, Brittany's so annoying? Because then they will be like, yeah, she is so annoying. The problem is that that's not great for Brittany, but it would be good for Michael. So it really just depends. I think there are definitely situations where if you're a duo and you have the ability to hide that relationship, it can be super valuable. But it's really just a matter of like what the situation is and who the people are that you're talking to, in my opinion.
I think that's fair. I just, I guess this season is very different from like a typical season. Also, these people are cracked.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say most important is that like the end game is where you really don't want to be seen as a duo. That's what like, once you get to like final seven, final six, that's when you're like, oh, I actually hate Brittany. She's the worst. And she says same. And then that's when it's most beneficial. So they say, though, at this point in time, it makes sense to team up with another duo because another duo would be willing to work with us. And that is how it typically works. You're able to get other duos involved and then you really start adding up the numbers. So Kyle and Alyssa would be great, but Kyle is so against the idea. So what are we supposed to do?
Well, you have to appeal to Kyle's core needs. So I guess get Alyssa on board.
I'm so bored. I'm so horny.
I'm sorry. Also, just like a totally unrelated. This man is 30 and this is him on national television. Like you were saying the other day, like before you go on Big Brother, you should learn how to like clean and cook and live with roommates. You also need to learn how to keep your mouth shut if everything you're going to say is stupid. Like your mom is watching, Kyle.
So they think maybe he'll be more on board now because he's been laying in bed with Alyssa all day, every day for the last 3 days. And if he's against it, that makes us feel like maybe he's got something with the guys. Like if he doesn't want to solidify something with us and Alyssa, then he must have something else. I apologize because I'm writing these notes for Michael and Brittany as they happen most of the time. Mm-hmm. So they are pretty scatterbrained in their conversations. They go from one topic to another and then back to the topic. So I apologize if this is a little scattered because there's a lot that happened. I didn't have no time to organize their thoughts.
If they can't organize them, why should you?
Exactly. They move on to talk about Taylor. They really want to work with Taylor, but this week is really making them feel like she's playing more for the TV show. And this is what they talked about the night before. And the problem is that they could work with Taylor and Joseph as a duo. That's another duo that they could work with. But Taylor and Joseph together is such a chaotic combination. It's a little frightening. Michael says, they move on. Michael says he came in not wanting to play personal, but he does want Jasmine out like really bad. And it's pretty personal. He says, okay, here's the main question though. Who should we want to go to the final three with? Like if we could pick anybody, who do we want to go to the final three with? For a long time, it's been Taylor, but they're starting to back off of that opinion based on her HOH antics this week. So if it's not Taylor, or it still could be Taylor, but who if let's reopen the conversation, who should it be? It should be a weak competitor, right? Because if it's a weak competitor, then we guarantee ourselves in the final three. For one of us to go out in third place after all the work we did would be terrible. So getting a weak competitor there would be ideal.
Yeah, so naturally they should be trying to get there with Terrence, obviously.
Well, they are kind of on the path to get there, but the conversation gets interrupted and they're going to have to continue the conversation later in the day. So Taylor's going to talk with Monty, Kyle, Brittany, and Michael. Kyle comes in just complaining about Jasmine and Terrence. Taylor says, well, if you win, you're using it on Terrence. He's on Terrence? I thought I was using it on Indy. No, on Terrence. Okay. And that's because they've been having conversations all day about the Joseph plan, and they've decided that Terrence is the person that's going to be saved now, and that Joseph is going to go up on the block next to Indy, and it's a whole thing.
Yeah, but like it still makes more sense for him if they're okay. So first of all, the Joseph plan makes no sense. But if you're going to try and make it make sense, it makes more sense for him to be next to Terrence, though, right? Like, right? Does it? Does any of it make sense? I don't
None
know.
Of it
I think
makes
I'm just
sense.
Searching for meaning in this.
None of it makes sense. So. Feeds go down for the veto.
Yes.
They come back up. Now, remember, Jasmine's playing. Jasmine was talking all day about how if this is one of those punishment reward competitions, nobody better give her a punishment. No way.
Okay, when is her actual birthday? Because I feel
it's
like
Wednesday.
She's, yeah, I was like, she's been using this for a while.
Yeah, she could not have a punishment on her birthday. It would not be fair.
God forbid.
Yeah. So we come back. It was a punishment reward competition, and Kyle has won the veto, which means that, you know, unless you count Brittany winning the veto with Michael, basically the only two winners of the veto this season have been Michael and Kyle.
Yeah, Michael wins everyone he plays, and if he's not playing, Kyle's playing, and he's
pretty
winning.
Much. Yeah, that's basically how it's been so far. So, we are going to find out that Jasmine did not get a punishment, which just, you know, missed opportunity. I don't know what's going on.
Put her in the unitard. Do it.
She got a trip. She won a trip. Indy got the unitard punishment. It's like a punk outfit.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if, especially based on Terrence's punishment, if this was like supposed to be a Warp Tour type fest,
yeah,
like punk fest.
if it was, they really did not nail the look.
They did not nail the look. As a person who's been to a few Warp Tours,
this was more like maybe like a mix of like 70s, 80s punk with like hair metal, like it's weird. It's a weird look they've got going on.
I don't care for it, and I do find myself switching away from her when she walks in the room.
Yeah. So Alyssa took $5,000 from Taylor in the competition instead of taking the veto, which left Taylor with a tether punishment. She will be tethered to Joseph for 48 hours. She chose to be tethered to Joseph. And then Terrence got a tattoo punishment.
Yeah.
Ink
182.
Get it?
Ha. 182 temporary tattoos.
I'm into it.
I don't know. It's fine. This is great. You know, Taylor getting this punishment and choosing Joseph is great because now the show can just lean on that for like why Taylor and Joseph are close instead of having to show the whole like fake showman's plan.
Yeah. She took the trip from Taylor. Didn't she end up with the 5,000?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. So either way.
Jasmine got second place and took the trip from Alyssa, giving her 5K.
Yeah. So she took the trip from Taylor, right? Because Turner kept going on about like, if somebody took the trip from me. So Either way, she took a reward from Taylor instead of choosing to take the veto. So Kyle wins the veto, and Taylor is pretty quickly going to tell Kyle, like, great, plan is in place. Pull Terrence down. Joseph will go up. We'll take out Indy. That's the play. That's the plan. We're all good. Joseph, though, is going to talk to Kyle and be like, oh, great job winning the veto. I don't know if we'll have to talk. I'm not sure that it makes sense for me to go up on the block as much now that I'm going to be tethered to Taylor. Okay.
Because it made sense before. The visual of Taylor saying, I'm nominating Joseph and having to walk over to the chair with him, though.
Yeah.
It is appealing.
They were talking about like, oh, it's good TV, good TV. And then Joseph was like, ah, but now you're going to have to like sit with me on the block if you nominate me. That'd be embarrassing.
Just say you changed your mind, Joseph. It would be fine. It would be totally fine.
Yeah. The main point here, Joseph clearly, even though through the start of the day, was still very much on board. The second the veto comp, something happened during the veto comp. I don't know what went on, but, or maybe it was genuinely that, like, because I don't understand Joseph's logic in the first place. So maybe genuinely he feels like, ah, well, now that we're tethered, doesn't work.
That could be it. It also could be that, you know, it's really fun to think about hypotheticals, but then when it comes down to actually having to do it, it's not so fun anymore. Mm. It's impossible to really understand Joseph's thought process.
Yes. So either way, he's starting to back off a little bit. Alyssa is going to start talking, you know, in front of Taylor in group conversations, like, ah, my mom's going to be so mad at me for not taking the veto, taking prizes instead. Alyssa had a bit of a migraine, I believe, and yes, was like not really having it in the day. So she was just like not having a great day. Joseph is going to talk with Taylor and Kyle some more about like, yeah, so, you know, I can go up or we could leave them the same. Kyle's kind of like, yeah, I mean, I just leave noms the same. That's what I would want to do. I don't really understand why you were going up in the first place. Joseph's like, yeah, well, now that I'll be chained to Taylor, I just don't know that it makes sense anymore. And Taylor's like, oh, you're right, Joseph. It doesn't make sense anymore. Never made sense. Ever.
Yeah, do not let these house guests gaslight you. Never made sense.
She even says, oh, it was such a great idea. If it just doesn't make sense anymore. Like, what are you talking about?
It's fine. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It's fine. Anymore. You know what? We're going to move on from this because small spoilers, but Joseph is no longer the plan to go up on the block. So we don't have to talk about it anymore. We'll talk about it when we talk about the ratings this week. But yeah. It doesn't make sense, guys. I don't know what to tell you.
It's fine to, like, okay, like, obviously, like, not a good plan, blah, whatever, but it's like no one's really upset with Taylor, like, she's still gonna be fine.
So Taylor's gonna be talking with Brittany and Monty and Michael and Turner some combination of them. They kind of trickle in. Taylor's kind of explaining like, oh yeah, so I still could put up Joseph or we could just leave noms the same. And that's kind of like the story of the day. Kyle's going to talk to Terrence and Indy about it, all this stuff. But nothing really matters until Brittany starts talking.
Yeah.
And Brittany is like, oh, we could leave noms the same or throw Alyssa up there. Right. I mean, she did take that prize from you. That was you could use that as the reason, right? Make a big speech about it. And Taylor's like, whoa, yes, big speech reasons. She's like, that was pretty annoying that she took that prize. Yeah. And Brittany's like, yeah, she's talking about all, she's like really upset today. She's worried she's going to go on the block. She's like, my mom is going to yell at me for not taking the veto. Like, why is she so worried?
Well, and like outside of that, like, is Alyssa going to get the hose again when she gets home for this? Like, because that was her whole thing, that her mom like used to make them stand on the fence and like spray them with the hose.
Oh, boy.
Scary. Scary out there.
Oh, boy. Well, Taylor says that, yeah, you know what? You're right, Brittany. I chose her to play in the veto, and then she went and took the prize for me instead of taking the veto. And then was talking about worried about it. That's, man. And you know what else? I heard that she said, that's enough, when I was celebrating my HOH win. Whoa. Yeah, we heard that. We were sitting there, Monty says. She was like, yeah, that's enough. She's like, what? I'm like talking about how I'm excited to get a letter from my mom. Turner's like, oh, I think she was just like, because Kyle was hugging me. She's like, I don't know. I heard it was when he was not hugging me.
Yeah, well, but you know what? Even then, Taylor won. Hug me, Kyle.
And Brittany is putting in the majority of the work here. Monty and Michael are going to jump in, though, and add fuel to the fire. Turner tries to make some counter arguments. Primarily, you know, Taylor, though, I think, you know, just small counter argument for Taylor, you specifically, like, I do feel like Indy is a lot more likely to put you on the block than Alyssa is. Like, I think Indy will put you up no matter what, and Alyssa probably wouldn't.
But what HOH is Indy winning?
Well, it's just, they're worried about it. Michael and Monty are like, I don't think that's necessarily true. I think Alyssa might put you on the block. And Taylor starts to get excited about this move.
So if
I do this, I could make a speech about like how she took the prize. I can be like, besties no more, because she was just on a bestie team with them and now they're both on the block. It would be so good. As soon as this, like, the light in Taylor's eyes starts gleaming about like, oh, good TV, you know she's been sold.
She wants good TV. That is what she wants, and it's what we want. This is great.
So Michael says, well, the only thing is Kyle has the veto. I don't know if Kyle would be down to do this. Taylor's like, yeah, he didn't seem like he wanted to use it even before he knew that it would be Alyssa that goes up. But whatever. He can just pretend he didn't know it was going to happen. I'll just tell him that this is what needs to happen. And look, Alyssa sunk her own ship.
Well, you know, it's about it's a plan. This is the thing, is like when Taylor finally got a group of people, she's like, okay, this is my alliance. We ride or die for each other. And it doesn't matter what's going on outside of the alliance, because this is the group. And it's like, Taylor, people are looking outside of the group at this point to build numbers, to attack each other. Come on, catch up.
So she says, I would owe him. I would owe him big if he does this. But and Brittany's like, well, I actually think it would be better for his game if Alyssa leaves, if you think about it. And Taylor's like, yeah, exactly. So there we go. New plan. Like literally yesterday, I was yelling at Joseph, like, it's so simple. Just get Alyssa out instead of volunteering yourself for the block. And here we go. Brittany goes and does it for him.
Yeah. And you know, Brittany has been trying for days, like really putting in work with Taylor, really setting the stage of like, oh, you know, I bet the audience is saying this. Really building up to the point where Taylor is actually listening to what she has to say.
Yes. So Brittany is going to talk with Taylor after the rest of them leave briefly. She's just like, we need to talk just like the two of us. Taylor's like, absolutely. I am, though, running a bubble bath, so.
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't you be?
So they get a little bit of a talk in before Taylor says, all right, Brittany, you need to go. I'm going to take my bubble bath. They get a little bit in. They're feeling, they talk a little bit about feeling like bad women. because they're taking out other women, but they think it's justified. Pretty sure.
And that's the thing, like, I can totally understand feeling like be conflicted by this, but it's like from day one, they were excluded from working with the other women. So like they don't owe them anything.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they said too. It's just like, I think understandably in the Big Brother house, you don't have all the information. So, you know, you never really know. Like, I think we're the good guys here, but who knows what's being perceived.
And the thing is in the Big Brother house, that is how you know who the good guys are. Because the good guys are like, are we the good guys? I hope so. And the bad guys are like, we're the good ones. Everyone else is horrible. The audience sees it. We know we're the best.
Yeah. So Taylor does ask Brittany, and this is the only reason really I'm even talking about this conversation. Taylor asks Brittany, have you thought about next steps? And Brittany's like, kind of have. But like, you know, I think we should talk about this. And Taylor's like, absolutely. Sometime after the bubble bath. And so they agree to talk about it later.
It's so relatable. Like literally, if I was HOH and I had that big tub, I'd be like, I'm sorry. I would be taking all of my meetings from the tub. Like, it's just how it would be.
There you go. So the rest of the night is, goes along, you know, more talk about the Alyssa plan. Michael and Brittany are finally going to have a chance to continue their previous conversation. Michael says, okay, so ideal final person to bring to the final three. He says, I think it's Terrence. I mean, come on. Part one is always physical. Part two is usually some combination of mental and physical. I think we can both be Terrence. I think we'd both be sitting in the final three or part three together, guaranteed to take each other to the final two. I'm not bringing Terrence over you. And he's like, same. She's like, and look, he's not wrong. This is my problem with the final three HOH competition is that it is too predictable, and you can bring somebody like Terrence, who is basically drawing dead, to win that comp.
Well, and the thing is like, are Brittany and Michael for sure bringing each other in that situation? I feel like no, they are both smart enough not to.
We'll see. We'll see. but he asks Brittany, who would you pick? Ideal situation. She's like, not anyone in the leftovers. Like, this is the problem. This was an alliance full of like really strong players. And she says, look, man, Taylor does just worry me. Like, we did just have a good talk in the HOH room, but she's so easily influenced. And I just don't know that I can predict what she will do. So yeah, Terrence, Indy, Taylor. Those would be the three that I would pick. Terrence, Indy, or Taylor. Because they talk about Indy. Indy might be able to win part one, but they're hoping that they'd be able to beat her in part three, even if she did win part one.
I really do like this talk of, oh, Taylor is like very easily influenced, but Terrence is also in the conversation.
the thing is that doesn't really matter what Terrence thinks.
Yeah, he that's can think true.
Whatever he wants.
Yeah, yeah. You're not wrong. I don't know. I'm biased. After seeing Terrence's YouTube channel this week, I would like him out of the house immediately, just for personal reasons. But I understand that is not what's going to happen here.
Yeah. So they say, okay, so here's the situation, the dilemma that they're in, right? They're in this alliance full of strong players who will all probably be able to beast these endgame comps. And who can all probably beat them in the end. So they kind of would love to, in an ideal world, bring the people outside of the alliance to the end. But how do they go about doing that? If they're the ones to take a shot at the leftovers, especially if they don't have other leftovers on board, then that screws them over. All of the leftovers come after them and they're next and they're screwed. So kind of what needs to happen is they need to get somebody else to be the first person to take a shot within the leftovers and let that become kind of a war. And then they get to kind of reap the rewards. So Michael says, that's kind of why we need to talk to Kyle, because he can kind of be that weapon for us, hopefully. So he asks, he then asks like, okay, but what if we don't get that? What if we're just working within the leftovers? Is there any world where we go to Final Four with Taylor and Joseph? Make kind of a Final Four there. And Brittany says that's an option because at that point they would have 4 out of 7. And you know, maybe there's a chance that Taylor and Joseph get targeted over them, but from the other side, but they're not sure. They don't know where Turner's head would be at. They're not sure what he would do. Again, they're a little scatterbrained. I'm going to try to organize it a little more. Joseph worries that Michael worries that Joseph won't want to go to Final Four with them. He seems like the kind of player that would like want to do the honorable thing and like go to the end with Monty or something. AKA like, is he going to Kyle and us?
Well, I mean, if you are going to talk about house guests that can talk.
And whisper in the HOH room for no reason.
There's a comparison to be made.
The other problem, too, is that like they could not let either one of them sit in the final two because both Joseph and Taylor would beat either one of Michael or Brittany. So they think, and probably right. Maybe Michael, we'll see. So that's the only issue with that plan. But it is a possibility, right? Like if we take out Alyssa now, then Jasmine next, then we get Kyle on one side, Joseph on the other side. Maybe they take shots at each other. And that happens before Terrence and Indy go. And then they can go to war. We can, you know, kind of like squeeze through with Terrence and Indy. And hopefully one of them makes it to Final Three with us. It's not the worst plan in the world.
I always find it so interesting when people sit down and are like, okay, this is what we have to do for the whole rest of the season. Because it's like, obviously, it's Big Brother. There's going to be some stupid ass twists. There's going to be, you know, fights. There's going to be changes. And like, it is good to be looking for the future. But I think when you get into like, okay, and then this person will battle these people and then this is going to happen and they'll get like at that point, it's like you're in the weeds. Like you need to just like stop, take a drink of water, like look at the sun, like just step back a little bit. Like you have to be forward thinking. But when you're forward thinking is okay and we want this to and this and this and this and this, it's like when you're like, oh well, but like what if I won the lottery and then I would buy this and I would buy this and I would do this for my family. Like it's like it's not a useful thing to be doing.
Yeah, I think I agree, especially when it's like, well, I'll win HOH this week and mm-hmm. I'll take this person out. I do think that it is pretty vital for Michael and Brittany to have these conversations now because the clock is ticking in terms of people outside of the leftovers, right? Especially knowing that two people are leaving and they know that a double might come up soon, that like before they know it, they could lose Indy or Terrence this week and then Indy the next week. And now all of a sudden they don't have either goat and now they're forced in a spot where they need to go to the end with people that they need to just like hope to luck that they can beat in these final comps. Whereas if they plan out some other things, you know, and really like, I think they are hugely advantaged by the fact that they are the only people really thinking about these things mm-hmm. In these terms. It doesn't mean that they will succeed, but it does give them an advantage because they're the only people who have even like thought it through at all. So that's kind of the play here for them. That's what they're thinking about. And that's why it might make sense for Alyssa to go because they're hoping that they can get Kyle, an Alyssa-less Kyle to maybe team up with Turner, maybe go to war with Joseph. And then they can make something work there. Now, the only issue with that is the pound, which they still do not know about. And the fact that Kyle has been so anti-bro within the alliance has really, really hidden the pound to them. They consider, is Kyle secretly working with the guys? They don't think so. He's been talking to them for weeks about taking a shot at mm-hmm. those guys. So they don't think that he's involved. And he really isn't, you know, in the sense that he would, I think, side with Michael and Brittany. Mm-hmm. The problem is that he has that to fall back on if he needs to. So it's a dangerous position.
Kyle also spent weeks talking about getting Alyssa out, and then
does
not want Alyssa out, right? So it's like you can't really rely on past behavior from Kyle as an indicator of future behavior.
Mm-hmm. They're also worried because the problem with taking Terrence along is that other people might decide to do the same thing as them and want to bring Terrence along to the end. They noticed how quickly Monty backed off of targeting him this week and talked about how he can maybe pull him back in at some point. And so they're concerned about the Monty Terrence connection because Monty continues to tell people that he wants to pull Terrence in. So Kyle's going to join the conversation. This is when it gets even more interesting. First of all, they're like, oh, Kyle, so happy to see you. We've been trying to talk to you. It's so hard to get to you without Alyssa being there, which is, again, true. They are vocalizing what I was saying yesterday and what I've said so far today. He has spent all day, every day in bed with Alyssa. They're not even doing anything. They're literally just in bed next to each other like an old married couple, just like in like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, just laying in bed together. Like, why are you wasting your time here? You should be talking to people. It has been so bad for Kyle's game that he has done this. He has lost so much of his lead because he has not spent any time doing anything other than lying in bed with Alyssa.
Well, you know, first of all, I think that young couples can also just lay in bed together, okay? And what, would you prefer them be doing stuff, Taryn? Because you know the alternative isn't lay in bed or go play Big Brother, okay? I'll take this over the alternative any day of the week.
Well, at least like if they were doing stuff, like you could go to the
because I'm so bored and I'm so horny.
A lot of people focus on the horny part of that, but they don't focus on the bored. Because the horny, at least that's like a powerful motivator, and I judge him for it absolutely. But being bored is not good enough of a good enough excuse to lie in bed with her all day, Kyle.
You know what? Like the grandpa in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, can't wait till he leaps out of bed totally fine and starts playing the game.
He's like, I know it's, I know you can't find me that. And did you hear about what, like, she said when Taylor won and I was hugging her? He explains the situation. She goes, that's enough. Brittany's like, wow. And he's like, I know. She's like, Kyle, that's not good for your game. And he's like, yeah, I know it's dumb that I've just been in bed with her all day. I'm just so bored. I don't want to have anything else to do. It's like, well, how about play the game?
Also seeing a comment that, you know, but once they get it, they won't need it anymore and we can get past the tension. No, that's not what happens. They're going to just keep wanting it more and more and more and more. It's not going to stop.
Yeah, that's not usually how it works. It's like you don't usually.
It's not a one time thing.
they go. It's have you talked to Taylor recently? AKA, have you been informed of the Alyssa plan yet? He says, last I heard, it was take Terrence down, put Joseph up, target Indy. Michael's like, yeah, I don't think she's on board with that plan anymore. And Kyle's like, good. It's overplaying. Just leave Noms the same. And they're like, yeah, same.
It's like Brittany, a whore. Yeah.
Brittany says, well, look, if Taylor wanted to put up, say, Alyssa or Jasmine this week, how would you feel about that? Kyle's like, well, obviously I wouldn't want her to put up Alyssa. I would feel pretty bad about that. I wouldn't want to be the one to, you know, use the veto when Alyssa goes up. I would love for Jasmine to go up though. And she's like, yeah, but she's not going to do that probably. Yeah. Michael says, well, do you know what Alyssa would do if she won? And Kyle says, oh, Monty, she would target Monty for sure. She's easily closest to you two. She's always trying to get an alliance with you two. I keep sidestepping it. 'Cause I'm like, I don't want to get involved in an alliance with Alyssa.
Oh boy.
But that's what she's feeling. Do you guys still feel good about going to seven? And they kind of give a non-answer. Feed's cut for a while. They come back. Brittany's talking more about Alyssa. She lets Kyle know, you know, Taylor's pretty pissed about Alyssa taking that prize from her. And Kyle's like, yeah, but you know, using me to backdoor Alyssa, that would suck. Like, I agree. She should go. I see her as a number for us, you know? Mm-hmm. I just feel like is my involvement with Alyssa becoming an issue with the seven? And Brittany's like, not really. You just miss so many conversations because you're always with her. Like, I know.
Yeah, but it's not a problem at all. You're just missing every conversation and opportunity to bond with the Alliance.
I know. I'm just so bored. Michael's like, what does she say to you? She honestly doesn't know much in the game at all. Like, she just thinks Joseph is like running around. She thinks Monty's coming for her. She's coming for him. And honestly, I'm not concerned about her finding anything out. Like, and that's not me covering for her. Like, I genuinely think that she just like is kind of lost in the game. She's definitely not what Joseph is trying to make her out to be. Like, I think Joseph is playing things up when he's saying like, oh, she's willing to vote me out. This is exactly what I predicted. When this happened, that he would start railing in on Joseph when he figured out that Alyssa wasn't against him.
Honestly, is Kyle doing everyone a favor by keeping Alyssa in bed where she can't think about the game and she can't possibly become an enemy to anyone?
Kyle says that he thinks that Joseph is really playing these things up, and Michael. You can tell that Michael is starting to like light up a little bit in this conversation now. Brittany, a little bit less so, but Michael is definitely starting to like engage a little more. He's like, yeah, hold on. I have also been concerned about this because all of our information from that side comes from Joseph. And Kyle's like, yes, exactly. And I think he just wants me to make, it wants to make me feel more comfortable taking the shot, which I understand, but like seeing him play that side has alerted me to how calculated he is within the seven. Like Joseph, he is the best player. Sitting here, seeing him sit there and lie is amazing. I see him do it all the time, and I see him do it with the other side, and then I watch him, and he does the same thing with us. And Michael's like, yeah, he's almost like Amira, but better. Which is the most damning thing that Michael could have said, because they've been dunking on Amira all day.
What else are you to do but dunk on the prejurors? Well, I mean, like, to be fair, in this season, we're all doing it.
Kyle says, yeah, he's way better than Monty, way better than Taylor, way better than me. And they all agree, like, he is super set in the jury if he makes it to the end because of all the work he's been doing with the other side. If he gets to the end, he wins for sure. They can't let him get anywhere near that end. And now he's also managed to get in with Taylor. Like, where did that come from? Like, a week ago, it was like, it didn't seem like there was much happening. And then all of a sudden, this fake showman's thing, which doesn't even make any sense. What's the point of that? And now he's like got Taylor, which is not good. Like, he is really good at this game. And we need to be concerned about that. And they all agree.
Yes, it's very concerning. He's like Amira, but better. And obviously, none of them have lied to anyone, so it's totally fine.
Well, I think the problem is that they're like, he's doing it better than us. Yeah. We gotta stop him. So they start trying to figure out the consistency of the leftovers here. Like, so what happens if where are people aligned in this group? If Monty and Joseph are together, they now have Taylor. That potentially leaves Turner in the middle. That's kind of a sketchy place to be. They're not sure where Turner stands. Kyle goes on to say it really sketched him out because that Joseph was like all gung-ho about being the replacement nominee. And then the second Kyle won the veto, he backed off. He's like, what was that about?
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing too with the Turner of it all. It's like, if you don't know, that kind of tells you, because if he was more with you looking to scheme, you would know.
And that's what they're concerned about. And Brittany brings up the Breaking Bad retell from Turner. His memory is so good. They're worried about Turner. Kyle says he knows that Joseph has been throwing comps, though. But Kyle says, look, push comes to shove. Turner has a good relationship with Alyssa. Alyssa has a good relationship with you two. If we gave her an opportunity to join something like that, she would jump on it, and then we would have five. And he says again, Joseph is the only person trying to make it seem like she's some mastermind. I promise you, she is not. And Kyle promises Michael, he's like, the fact that you've won the most comps will be a factor if we go to seven. And Kyle knows this because Monty has talked to him about it. Monty and Joseph and Mutra, they've all talked to him about it. And Michael's like, yeah, man, I don't even think I'm the best competitor in the Alliance, though. It's just I've not had the luxury of being able to throw comps. That's the only difference, which I honestly think he believes. And I honestly also think it might be true.
There's so much that goes into it to really determine, but I think that he is going to really, okay, even if he's not the best competitor, he has had to compete hard to use power at pretty much every opportunity. And so that puts him in a position where he is used to battling with his back up against the wall and like needing to fight. And I do think that that gives him an advantage moving forward where others have not been in that position. Maybe the stress will get to them.
I will say, I think most of the time that we've seen this, usually the people that go on end game comp runs are people that did not win many comps in the first half of the season.
But because those people get backdoored early and they're not targeting Michael. So like this could be unprecedented.
All right, we'll see. Michael throws out, you know, Amira had a theory that Joseph was an attorney. I think that might be close to the truth. He kind of slipped up one time. He said he had like an offer at like a law firm one time or a law clerk's office. Like maybe he's not like an official attorney yet, but I think he might be on the way. And he is, of course, very spot on.
Was it on Friday when they were talking like, well, why would there be two personal trainers? Was that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then this is just an extension of that, but it's like, well, but the... now there's two lawyers.
Yeah, exactly. Let me say this too. Just a brief aside. I would be very skeptical about there being two personal trainers. I would absolutely 100% think one of them was lying about their job. I'm not going to lie though. I would think Monty is the one that's lying. Because.
But here's the thing though. I think that like... influencers that are applying to be on Big Brother and likely being recruited, there could be four personal trainers in the house and I wouldn't be surprised.
Joseph is a good, like Joseph talks and acts like a personal trainer. I would 100% think that Joseph is genuinely a personal trainer. And Monty has a conversation, like when Monty talks about personal training or training in general, I would think he's lying. He had a conversation with Alyssa, I think it was yesterday, where she's talking about working out. She's talking about like, oh, you know, I hate doing legs. Leg day sucks. It takes so much out of me. He's like, yeah, I think that's because like, you know, it burns more calories. It gets your heart working more. And she's like, yeah, it burns more calories. And she's like, yeah, he's talking about different workouts she doesn't like. And she's like, I do the like split squats on like a Smith machine. He's like, yeah, I think that like, that's fine, you know, cause it's easier when you do it that way. I think cause she's like, I have terrible balance. He's like, well, when you have to balance, I think it's supposed to like work your core muscles more like to have to balance, something like that. It's like, why are you saying you think? Like I would like this makes me so skeptical of you, Monty. You should be speaking like you have authority here because you're a trainer. I'd be so skeptical of him.
Well, and I mean, truly, you should not be doing 100% of that stuff on a Smith machine because you're not going to work those small muscles and you are going to be prone to injury later if you have to use a regular squat rack.
And yeah, and that's he finishes with like, yeah, but I'm sure it's fine.
I mean,
yeah, but like
that actually really does sound like a personal trainer to me. That's true. I'm sure it's fine.
What do you want to do? Actually, what are you hoping to accomplish?
It's like, what do you want to train glutes? Okay. God.
Anyway, just a brief aside. So Kyle asks, if there's a double, do we take a shot? And they don't really come to a conclusion, but this is very important because remember, this twist that's coming up, it will prohibit communication between the two groups, we think. And if that's the case, it's going to be very difficult. Like, say if Michael and Brittany are considering, should we go with Joseph and Taylor or Kyle and Alyssa or Joseph or Kyle or whatever the case may be. If they've had the conversation with Kyle, and they haven't had the conversation with Joseph. And then they are prevented from being able to communicate. It's kind of only really going to go one way, probably. So it's very important to track throughout the week what kinds of conversations are prepped for what happens if we take a shot within the leftovers. Can we take a shot within the leftovers? If nobody else has this conversation, then I think the decision is already made by the time we get to the twist.
Well, and nobody's ready also for the twist. Like, because they're prepping based on the idea of like a double eviction where like you will get a few minutes to chat, like in the storage room or whatever. They are not prepared for a situation where all communication will be cut off.
Mm-hmm. So Michael says, and again, I think Michael's really starting to kind of come around to this, at least in front of Kyle. He says, I'd rather have Alyssa as an extra number moving forward than not have her. Plus, if Alyssa is in the game, if we're talking about when Joseph might flip, like Joseph is more likely to stay true to the alliance if he's the one that wins HOH, you know, coming down to it, because he'll still need to deal with Alyssa before he deals with anybody in the alliance. Yeah, you know what? We're really glad you had this. You felt comfortable having this conversation with us, Kyle. And he's like, yes, thank you. And I think we just need Turner. Like, yeah, but how do we approach him? And he's like, oh, I don't know if we can talk to him about like the seven imploding, because he's kind of like idealistic about like the seven getting to the seven. And he also like leaks information a bit. But like if we talk more with Alyssa, we can try to continue to build the relationship with Turner. I'm telling you, this is the path forward. Michael agrees keeping Alyssa is a good thing for them this week.
Well, good combo to have with Kyle, who holds the veto.
Michael and Brittany talk about afterward. Michael says, I feel good about that conversation, because gives us a lot of ammunition to use against him. But also, I'd rather have these conversations with him than let him have these conversations with somebody else. And the fact that he was the one that brought up to us taking a shot at the seven is fantastic, because it would be great if he was the one to do it. So maybe we should start working more on our relationships with Alyssa and Turner, and we can continue to encourage Kyle to be the one to take this shot. And then the retaliation shot comes at Kyle, and Michael and Brittany get to sit back with all the goats and you know, have a farm, I guess.
Then
somewhere
they can be rural. The grandparents from the
exactly
Willy Wonka.
Yeah. So that seems to be their conclusion. They don't have a full-fledged conversation about this because it's pretty late at this point. So interesting stuff happening there. We will see what the conclusion is maybe through the rest of the week. Taylor's going to talk more with Joseph and Turner about the Alyssa plan. She lets Joseph know about the Alyssa plan. She's really dumb of Alyssa to take that prize from me. She did apologize later. Said she would trade the money for the punishment, but the damage has been done. She sunk her own ship.
That's not how it works after it's already happened. Like, stop it.
Well, I mean, it could be, but Turner says he does think it makes more sense to send Indy home, though. But Joseph is like, nah, this is a great idea. Alyssa's the bigger target, and Taylor agrees.
Yeah. Well, if you can't get Kyle DiZabito, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, this is like this is like Joseph wrote to Santa Claus and said, I actually want Cole. And then Santa was like, nah, Joseph, you've been such a good boy. I'm going to give you Alyssa's head on a platter. And Joseph opened the present. He was like, oh, it's not what I asked for, but I'll take it. This is great. Thank you so much, Santa Claus.
Yeah, I really think like this whole thing, you know, Taylor from the jump was like, okay, well then Kyle will have to be on board with, you know, backdooring a showman's. It's fine. Like, no problem. No, if you really wanted to do that, you had to accept like, okay, well, you don't care about Kyle's future in the game. A big crack is going to form here. Just lie to him and say you're going to put up Jasmine. Just convince him you are putting up Jasmine and then put up Alyssa instead. Like, because if you're going to be doing it, like, just do it. I don't know.
So Taylor's also going to talk with Michael and Turner. Now, Michael and Turner have been having an argument about the zombie apocalypse, as we alluded to before. They get Taylor's opinion. I thought it was interesting, though, like stuff like this can be informative of like how well people are going to be able to make their case. Like Turner's terrible at making his case for why the boat works.
I just love they are talking about the boat, and every time it comes up, Michael's just like, but all of the ports are in highly populated areas. Where will you get gas? What will you do? And it was, every time.
Yeah. And Turner's like, OK, so I'm going to make 5 points and I'm going to make five anti points against Michael's. And he's like, so point number one, zombies can't swim to the boat. So you're in the boat and the zombies can't get to you, guaranteed. Point number two, you can go to like an island. Point number three, you're in a boat. Point number four, zombies can't swim.
Like, and I've got three.
I've got 3 points. Anti-Michael points.
And you know, if you're on a boat, you get your swim trunks and your flippy floppies. Okay.
Yes. Anti-Michael points. A horde of zombies is eventually going to come and overrun you, and you're dead. Boom. Point number two. Winters are great to prevent zombies from getting to you. But if you don't plan out your crops properly, then winter comes, you don't have food, you're dead. Point number three. Okay, I've got 2 points against Michael.
Okay, here's the thing. Obviously, there has been a lot of zombie, works in pop culture. Okay, we've had fast zombies, we've had slow zombies, we've had the White Walkers. We like winter is not necessarily a deterrent to zombies, and also maybe they can swim. We don't know. What if you're on the cruise ship and the zombies swim in and they're all climbing up the side of the boat? That is not a good situation to be in either.
And Michael, on the other hand, is so good at creating points and demolishing Turner's points. Like he's so clearly a lawyer.
Yeah, it's almost like he's a lawyer. He is cross-examining everybody at every opportunity.
Yeah. Anyway, they also talk more about Alyssa leaving. Michael says he agrees with Taylor's decision to take out Alyssa. And this is interesting because obviously he was just disagreeing with it to Kyle. Kyle still doesn't know that it's going to happen, but he was saying that he would like for Alyssa to stay. And this is good, I think, because what's being set up here is that when Taylor goes to Kyle and says, I want to target Alyssa, Michael is now hyped Kyle up to be like, yeah, we should keep Alyssa. We should work with Alyssa. Kyle will feel like he has some backing and probably feel like he can say no. But by saying no, it should escalate the tension between Kyle, Taylor, Joseph, and the rest of the alliance, further isolating Kyle into only having Michael, and further increasing the odds of the war that will potentially happen between Kyle and Joseph. If Kyle ends up submitting and going along with it, then okay, he loses Alyssa. Michael can, and he'll be pissed about it that they forced him to do it. Michael can be the shoulder to cry on. And now he's got Kyle without Alyssa, and he can still send him off to war potentially. So I don't know if that's exactly what Michael's doing. We didn't hear those conversations take place, but that's what I'm guessing he's doing, considering the fact that he very much agreed with both separate people in different times.
Well, and even if that's not what he's intentionally doing, it's the impact of what he's doing. So it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So Turner says, you know what? I've been converted. You know, you've convinced me. I do feel like Kyle's not going to be happy about it, though. Taylor says, well, don't worry. We can all talk to him and convince him. It would be one thing if she wasn't trying to manipulate us all, but she is. She did it to herself. And all he needs to do is just act surprised. You know, he won't be enthusiastic, but I think he'll go for it. And this will cause the least amount of waves. She did this to herself. And because it's like, oh, everyone will acknowledge the fact that she screwed herself this week instead of having to do it like without her screwing herself over in future weeks. So this is going to cause the least amount of waves.
Well, yeah, sure. No waves at all. It's going to be fine.
So that's where they come to the conclusion for it. Joseph is also going to talk to Taylor late into the night. He likes the Alyssa play, obviously. Joseph says, how do Michael and Brittany feel about it? And she's like, oh, super on board. They love the idea. He's like, oh, awesome. I love Michael and Brittany. In fact, I think I trust Michael and Brittany the most in the alliance. I was like, okay, tell them that.
Definitely. Tell them that.
He says, he tells her, and I've been saving this until now because this is when Taylor finds out about it, that Jasmine has been going around openly telling people, yeah, Taylor, I don't know why Taylor's making this all like a race thing. Like with the, like, I don't get it. Why is she making it a race thing? It's pretty dumb. I don't like it. It's not what we're here for.
I hate Jasmine so much.
It's literally the only reason she's not going home.
And it's like, it's literally Taylor got into Big Brother after watching the mission of the cookout to actually have the first black winner to really accomplish something. And so because that's how she got into the show, she feels some type of way about putting the only other black woman on the block. She said that. Jasmine also came back to her being like, hey, I just realized. Even though Taylor already told her. And then now she's like, you know what? Let me just tell everyone that Taylor is, quote, making it. Like, shut up, Jasmine. Go, like go into one of your TikToks with the tornado and just fly away. We're done. We don't need you anymore. We've evolved past the need of Jasmine in the house.
Mm-hmm. So Taylor's kind of just like, I figured she'd do something like that. It doesn't seem to rile Taylor up too much. And Joseph goes on to say, like, yeah, the thing about Jasmine, I think if I like you more, she will like you less, which was kind of his way of saying that she's jealous. Lots more talk about taking out Alyssa. What a good move it is for Taylor, how it makes sense, because now that they're tethered, it doesn't make sense for Joseph to go on the block. Either way, this is big for Joseph. Alyssa leaving would be fantastic. If Alyssa doesn't leave, it would not be fantastic. because now it'll be even worse. And the pound, this could be the end of the pound. Because I think Kyle will see that he will interpret this as coming from Joseph, even though it really wasn't even coming from Joseph. Like Joseph didn't even do this. But Kyle, I think, will probably interpret it as Joseph doing it. And this could really start some things.
Yes. And I do, something that has come up a lot since Thursday night, I do love Taylor getting presented with any information that like does not, that is like counter to her interest. And she's just like, that's okay too. So like, she's just so chill and sweet as a person that she's like, yeah, that's fine. Like, it's like those TikToks of like the girl who's never felt anxiety. And she's like, oh, my boss wants to talk to me. I'm sure it's praise. Like, I feel like that's the energy. Like Taylor's just like, that's fine. Like, there, she's just playing her own game.
Yeah. It's, I mean, here's the thing about Taylor's HOH is that so far she had her own idea at the start of the HOH. And that idea was promise all of the women that they were safe and nominate Turner. And that was like really shot down hard. And then she was like, okay, backup idea, Turner and Monty. And then they were like, definitely
no,
not.
Other way.
And then ever since then, she's been like, okay, I suck at this. She said this out loud. She's like, I suck at this. And I think that's part of why she's just like, my ideas are dumb. They keep getting shot down. So I'm just going to do what everyone else tells me to do. And that's kind of been the route she's been taking since that point in time. And so, you know, first it was Joseph telling her to put him up on the block. And now it's like, okay, no, they're telling me I should put up Alyssa. Okay, that's what makes sense now.
Yeah, and you know what? Good for her.
I mean, it's better than Joseph. I said at the start of this week, I said I thought about it a lot, and I do feel like keeping Alyssa around is ultimately better for Taylor's game if she played it properly and went to Kyle and made it seem like she was doing Kyle a favor and made sure that Kyle made sure that Alyssa wouldn't target her moving forward and all that stuff. None of that's happened. So, you know, but she went from like potentially optimal like situation where she was targeting, say, Indy or Terrence, two people that I don't think are ever going to be willing to work with her. Went from that to like, okay, Joseph on the blog. And I was like, no, it's way over here. She's now taken a step forward. Alyssa on the block, Alyssa the target potentially, better, but she's going to have to convince Kyle to be the one to nail that in the coffin. Mm-hmm. And this is the second time she's going to ask Kyle to do this after they asked him to not use the veto before. Yeah. And we know how he reacted to that very poorly. So, you know, in one sense, it's a step forward, but she's also has already taken that step back, and it's not as good as it would have been if it had been another way. And it's just a bit of a mess.
But at the same time, like, she's like, I think she's going to be fine regardless of what happens here. Like, no one's really mad at her other than like the people who already hate her. Like, I think she'll still be okay. I don't know.
I actually, so at this point for Taylor, I think it's better if Kyle says no and doesn't use the veto, because then, because Kyle already offered, I can choose not to use the veto and I will take the heat for it, Taylor. Which means that, Kyle is the bad guy not using the veto and allowing Monty to go up on the block. And Taylor gets to play like, oh, Kyle screwed up my plan. And now Kyle has probably pissed off Joseph, maybe has caused some tension with some of the other people in the alliance. And now Kyle is a focus of that. And the Kyle and Joseph war is probably on, and Taylor is hopefully out of it to a degree. Now, Kyle's probably also going to be a little upset with Taylor, and he might nominate Taylor and Joseph decides to take the shot, but maybe Michael and Brittany can help. Who knows? But that's better, I think, because moving into this double situation, which she doesn't know is coming, it's so much better for her if the people most willing to take a shot are who are the people on the outside, the women and Terrence, whoever is around, don't want to take a shot at her, versus if he does use the veto and she puts up Alyssa, Kyle gets to play, oh, she betrayed me. And now they'll never touch Kyle, and they'll be so, so pissed at Taylor. And they will be gunning for her in a spot where, like, it's two groups of five. Taylor can't compete in the HOH, and I don't love that for Taylor. So we'll see. And again, there's a lot of time left, and these people are very malleable on the other side. So all sorts of things can happen. But it's again, just very messy.
It's messy and it's interesting. You know what? I'm not going to get mad about interesting mid-game Big Brother.
Yeah. So that's about what we have then. Kirsten, anything else that you want to bring up?
I did really love today. I guess technically yesterday, when Terrence is talking about applying for Big Brother, and he's like, yeah, I didn't tell anyone. And like, I don't answer numbers I don't know. So they had to leave a voicemail. And I'm like, you answer the LA numbers when you've applied for reality TV. Like, excuse me. But I just thought that was, I thought that was interesting. And he would like, didn't tell Tracy that he was doing it. And then after he got the voicemail, he's like, okay, do you think this is real? Like, listen to the voicemail.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's Terrence for you. That's about what we have. The thing to look forward to today now is the conversation, of course, between Taylor and Kyle. I think it really matters who's in the room when that conversation happens. Is it everyone? Is it just Taylor and Kyle? Is Michael there? Which stance does Michael take? Does he back Taylor or does he back Kyle? Or does he try to play the middle as much as possible?
I think Michael tries to avoid being in that room.
Exactly. And he should. Brittany, too, by the way. Brittany is the person that even that pushed it in the first place. But Brittany was less supportive of Kyle specifically in the conversation with Kyle, and then didn't go back and back up the conversation with Taylor later. So that's going to matter. Like, who's involved in that conversation? How does Kyle react? Does he back down? Does he say, no, I'm not okay with doing this? And what kind of ramifications come from either one of those outcomes? All of that should happen at some point today. And then, of course, we'll have the veto ceremony tomorrow. So lots to still be determined. I will, of course, be live tonight, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching tonight's episode live with all of you. We'll get to see the HOH competition and Taylor win, and probably the Alyssa comments and some good stuff there. So make sure you tune in tonight. And of course, we'll be live with the recap after here on Rob's a Podcast. And we'll also be playing some Goose Goose Duck today over on Twitch, if you want to check that out. We have some fun over there. You can check out the Among Us videos I've been posting as well over on my YouTube channel. Come and find me over on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Kirsten, where can people find you?
Yes. So twitch.tv/Kirsten said what? I will be playing Goose Goose Duck with you very soon, as well as Mess Magnets, where Sasha, Joseph, and I are talking about trending topics, celeb gossip, pop culture, all of that. And with Brian Scally, we are talking Hot Dummies on Islands, Love Island USA season 4. Also guested on a bunch this week. I'll post it on my Twitter. Follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.
I'm so bored. I'm so horny.